happiness someday. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's hobo's lullaby. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's hobo's lullaby.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Frank Morales. I'm the associate minister here at St. Mark's Church. I'm also a squatter. Brad and I go back quite a number of years. First, a couple of logistical announcements. The bathrooms are at the rear, or the front of the church, depending on your point of view, to the right and left there. So that's that. I'd like to orient the space for you a bit. The audio archive and the memory station is on the left here in the rear. The altar for the people of Oaxaca right here. It's Brad's personal effects, which are for all of you. They're right there. There's a visual collage to the left, and we ask people to interact with that and put things up as you see fit and so forth. And there's a healing station as well. We have a lot of people here. So if we don't get to everyone, we're going to dispense with introductions and so forth. So those of you who are on the program, beware of when you're due up so that we can just move effortlessly from one to the next. Following today's program memorial, we're going to have a march to La Plaza, 9th Street and Avenue C. So those of you who don't get a chance to express yourselves can do that there. We'll go to 5 o'clock here. At 4:30, we'll have to start breaking down. And then tonight at Time's Up on 49 East Houston, there'll be a party for Brad at the Time's Up space beginning at about 8 o'clock. I'd like to acknowledge those who put this together. Tim, who can't be here, he put the program together. Mark and Nikki and Brooke and, you know, all the people who put this thing together. Amazing. Well, I'm continually amazed, but really not so amazed at the creativity and the love that's manifest among everyone. The flowers on the altar are in loving memory of Emilio Alfonso Fabian, a striking schoolteacher, and Eudocia Oliveira Diaz, a Oaxaca resident, who lost their lives on Friday, October 27th with Brad. And of course we know that Brad's spirit exists in an ocean with so many others, risen, continue to inspire us. There's so much I could say, like all of you, about Brad. I'm hovering between the polarities of love and rage. Tomorrow, we'll have an encuentro, kind of political gathering at 3 p.m. through midnight in the other space, that's tomorrow, in which we'll have workshops and films and so forth to discuss the situation there and what it is we can do about it, and also to secure justice for Brad. Yesterday it was pouring rain. Before I say anything, I'd like to acknowledge, and for us all to acknowledge, our heartfelt condolences for Christy and Wendy, who are Brad's sisters, who were here with us at this moment. It's a beautiful moment that we're together here celebrating the life of a prophet and a saint. Before he went down on his last trip, we bumped into each other on Stanton Street. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Nothing." He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Nothing. All right, let's go back to the squat." So we went back to the squat, and we sat around and talked. I gave him a copy of an old poster from Tierra Libertad, which was a squatter group in Mexico that I had been given years ago. And we talked, and I noticed that he'd gotten so much wiser. I mean, I've been around for a while, you know. I mean, I'm over a half century on this planet. And I saw in Brad this youthful, playful, heart on his sleeves guy just become this very centered, wise, beyond his years, person who put himself right in the middle of the cross of life as we're living it. And with the determination and the spirit that will continue to inspire me, and I'm sure will continue to inspire us all. Because his spirit ain't going anywhere. I know that you all know that. Yesterday it was pouring rain, and the poets were having a program here. And there's a big puddle that pools up over here because the drain doesn't work. So I went and got a big plank, and I threw a piece of plank of wood there. And Anselm, who runs the poetry project, and they're having a program right now, he comes out. And I said, "Man, we got to snake this drain out because people can't get into the program." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You know who the last person who snaked that drain out was?" I said, "Who?" He goes, "Brad." Brad was part of the poetry project here. He was connected to this place, been in this space, eaten food. He's been part of our community for so many years now. And that's a good metaphor for Brad. He's a guy who's getting ready to go in and read some poetry and snaking out sewers at the same time. He knew how to cut through the waste. Well, I don't have too much more to say, except that I come from an ideology that's about, you know, the spirit is amongst the people who are struggling for liberation. It's not in the sky. It's not in the afterlife, that it's here among us as we struggle for freedom. We are the divine. Brad, to me, represented the kind of person that I so often reflect upon, who encompasses both of those elements of fearlessness and determination and a searing vision of the nature of evil, while at the same time manifesting a love of children and a childlike ability to relate to anyone. I welcome you all here today. I say we celebrate Brad's life. I say we put him in a little pocket in our secret compartment, and we just take him along with us as we go through life. Brad, we love you.
Someone I didn't know. Haunted. There was a woman I'm trying to forget. An image, slender hands turning the leaves in a garden looking for squash. An image, wiping dirt away from beneath her son's eyes. An image, gripping the door and tugging to make it force shut. I wish I could forget, haunted by her embrace. Her bones reverberate with a bulldozer's growl. She is in the dark, waiting for a reprieve, for a strange wind to change the sky, for the earth to shift and to open. Beneath the broken bricks, beneath the twisted pieces of steel, beneath the fragments of a dream, in a short pool of water, she is snapped between stones, curled, fetal, not hiding, but waiting for the last breath of light, the last moments of sunset to kiss her broken face and be reborn and finally say goodnight. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Brad's sister, Christy. It's so heartening to have you all here and share his life together. His friends and community have put together a beautiful visual presentation, and it's set to the song by a dear friend and singer and a songwriter from Chicago. Her name's Stephanie Rogers. She goes way back with our family and with Brad, and was one of his early influences in playing guitar and songwriting. This is a beautiful visual piece to a song for Brad by Stephanie Rogers.
Pain, a hurt so strong. father's rights.
The Compas in Oaxaca asked me to talk briefly about the situation, what's going on specifically to y'all when they found out that I was asked to speak here, so I want to talk to you about that. My best friend, Victor Alejo, was detained on Monday last week, and he is one of the top five most wanted Mexican activists. He's been in hiding in Oaxaca for some time, and the possibility of him being released is pretty slim. And he's kind of the dude that introduced me to Oaxaca and the situation several years ago. So that's kind of hitting me pretty hard. The amount of disappeared and the amount of people killed in recent weeks is just going up, right? And more silence is hitting Oaxaca as this moment fades away from international consciousness. The violence increases every day. And the compas are really worried that with things coming up, that we're going to slip back into the same silence that we were in before this moment. So they wanted me to specifically ask everybody here to please stay alert and pay attention to what's going on down there, because it's just going to get worse. In the more remote communities outside of Oaxaca City, the paramilitary attacks that have been happening for a while, and unfortunately will continue to happen for a while. And they're asking us to please remain vigilant and aware of this situation and stand in solidarity with the people consistently. They say that they're very sorry that it had to happen like this for this attention to come, right? That the compañero had to pass in order for this much attention to come. But they're happy that everybody has come together, and hopefully will continue to come in solidarity with the situation. I think one of the things I want to talk about more specifically was that some people, when this first happened, they were like, yo, Simon, the AP Wire released a story that Brad was shot among the people, that it was some crossfire. It was a situation like that, right? And I want to address this specifically, because that is exactly what paramilitary groups are about, right? Paramilitarism is about deniable atrocities. is about the government being able to say, oh no, that's just people kind of fighting. It has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with our political and economic imposition. So it's no surprise that the AP Wire ran that story, right? And it's no surprise that the State Department isn't doing anything about this. It's no surprise that the Mexican federal government is playing it off like nothing is going on, because that's exactly what this is about. It's about these deniable atrocities. And unfortunately, this deniable atrocity, you know, brought down a lot of heat on the people as well, right? So the Compas, again, just wanted us to remain vigilant about that. I'm having a really hard time being up here. I didn't really realize that I was going to be talking today. But if y'all could please, right now, I want to do something, see if maybe y'all could do it with me, because I know that audio is going out there, and I know that the Compas will be listening. And I think it'd be really cool for us to do the Ya Cayo chant one time. So if I'll start it off. If people are down to follow me with that, yeah? Ya Cayo, Ya Cayo! Ulises ya cayó, ya cayó, ya cayó. Ulises ya cayó, ya cayó, ya cayó. Ulises ya cayó, ya cayó.
Is it? Oh yeah, there you go. So I thought it would be fitting for Brad's memorial that I write the speech on the cab on the way over here. I think Brad would have wanted that. Brad Will and I became close friends working together with the New York City Indie Media Collective. Together we worked together to produce a nationally syndicated television show called Blacked Out Media. Blacked Out Media was an amazing experience. It brought together individuals to create an impressive segment-based documentary news program. We produced over 60 television shows with an all-volunteer staff, making all decisions through a consensus process. This was one of the many accomplishments of the global indie media movement. The Independent Media Center was born in the movement against corporate globalization in Seattle, Washington, in 1999 at the protests against the World Trade Organization. Now over 160 independent media centers exist worldwide, from places like South Africa to Oaxaca, Mexico. Brad died with a camera in his hand, his weapon against tyranny. There's one thing that I would like to say about Brad's death. Some individuals and media outlets have spread the sort of racist lie that the repression in Oaxaca is unique. That things like this wouldn't happen if it was in the United States. But people like Brad knew that power would stop at nothing to preserve itself. The type of murder and repression that exists in Oaxaca also exists here in the U.S. One only look at the deaths of other martyrs like Fred Hampton, the Haymarket martyrs, Sacco and Vanzetti, to know this truth. All of us are saddened by Brad's death, but inspired by his courage and strength. We should also be proud of ourselves and the movement for producing people like Brad. He would feel proud of the global protests that have highlighted the movement in Oaxaca and the repression going on there. And I think we should continue that struggle. And it was good that Simone got up here and got everybody chanting. So we shouldn't stop that type of pressure right now. And we are a movement of movements. And unfortunately, with movements, we're going to have martyrs like Carlo Giuliani or Rachel Corrie or Brad Will. We're going to have friends jailed like Daniel McGowan, who also is willing to go down with his principles and hold on to that. I think, you know, right now we should feel really happy that we knew people, that we know wonderful people like these. And with these people in our hearts, we should continue to organize and fight. We're movement without borders. We love without reason. And it's time to continue the work to reify our dreams. Brad Will, presente. Brad Will, presente. Brad Will, presente.
Hello, I'm Diane, and I'm scared to death. And I'm glad Brandon said that because I wrote this in the cab on the way here and outside also. There's this song that's been running circles in my head all night. It's a song we sang with our friend in Quito, Ecuador, Jaime Guevara, the anarcho-folk punk singer, when we stayed up all night sharing music the week we stayed with him. It was written by your hero, Woody Guthrie, about the plane crash to Los Gatos, Mexico that wasn't given the media attention it deserved because the people who died on that plane were being deported back to the U.S. It goes, the chorus is, goodbye, my Juan, goodbye, Rosalita, adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. Woody Guthrie was giving them their identity back, their humanity. Do you know that's what you did, B? You put names and faces and stories to the vague body counts. You force-fed people reality from far-off places easiest to ignore when we were lucky if the corporate media gave the proper number for the dead. You gave them a proper burial. You told us how he smiled at you over breakfast and how he talked about his mother and of the passion for helping people. You told us how callous and indifferent were the people who took his life. That was your role. And so I'm honored for the privilege of having known you well enough to do that for you. And you've got hundreds of people who can say the same. Your idols would be proud. I know we are, and we will not let this go quietly into the night. I, for one, want to spend the rest of my time here honoring you by being the warrior you thought I was. You had all this faith in me, and I don't know where that came from all the time. If you could affect one person's life so deeply that your life and death shapes how theirs will unfold at your direction, then I want to be the first to let you know that my life will never be the same again. 2 weeks ago, you said you felt like my life was at a turning point. And you gave me some really beautiful advice about the things that I might pursue. Let's do this, you said, for real. Well, I gotta let you know that there's a fire in my heart that wasn't burning this bright before. Your answer was always ultimate health and active resistance. But for all your passion and all the fight in you to struggle at every turn, you embodied this remarkable serenity that I couldn't understand fully. You taught me that a real friend loves unconditionally. I didn't know the meaning of the word. How do you begin to love someone unconditionally, for real, without condition? I don't know how, but you did, and now I can carry that love to the life around me. I've been trying to learn to do that for a long time, and it's a fancy word people throw around more often than it's actually real. You never even had to say it. Like everything you did, your actions spoke for themselves. Louder than gunshots, B. Louder than bombs. There was this time I was going through a particularly traumatic crisis. I mean, I was straight up losing my mind. And I didn't expect anything from you. I had no business doing that. You were in South America in the midst of all this insanity. Everything you were doing down there, you were visiting our old friends and compañeros, all the beautiful people fighting the good fight, be it farmers in an MST camp, or anarcho-punks fighting the prison industrial complex and starting free schools and info shops or community kitchens in a slum in Buenos Aires that fed 200 kids a day. And while I was going crazy in New York, you took the time to write me every day, and I don't know if I got around to telling you it saved my life. So I hope it's not too late to tell you that I never ever had a friend like you before. For 2 years, we didn't spend a day apart, and yet so much of my real understanding of just how incredible a human being you were came in the years that followed. And now I get to be a friend like that to someone else. And the truth and honor and love and light and beauty that you showed me in this life, I can show to others, and maybe this world will be a better place for it. It's already shaping the way our community has come together to mourn you. It's been chaotic and cathartic and beautiful. You'd say, take care of yourselves and each other, and we're trying to do that as best we can. I think this is a wake-up call for a lot of us. I keep hearing people say that. It's brought a lot of us together, and it's really inspiring and necessary. It's what kept me from going crazy. And there's this incredible sense of learning. And you know what, B? A lot of moments, I'm so selfish because I would trade it all for one more freight ride, even if we got caught and had to hop a barbed wire fence with cardboard and landed in a thorny bush and I got thorns stuck up my butt just to watch you eating blackberries from these bushes that were on the other side of the fence like no tomorrow. And then we had to like hitchhike out of a neighborhood in Wyoming and your face was all black and purple from the berries and stain and you look so nuts. And it was beautiful. So yeah, B, let's do this. And I'll try to spend the rest of my life making you proud. We all will. Grasshoppers and the burritos, right? For real.
עוזב החשבון?
כן. להמשיך בטיול.
צריך, לא רוצה, כן.
לא רוצה להמשיך בטיול. אין לי בעיה. מה ההגדרה הזו? בעיקרון יש לנו פה פארק הזה עובד כולה על מתנתנים. עם כל הקומפלסים. יש לנו פה שתי פומות, יגואר.
Trying to get the rubber band, I think.
Oh. I'm sweating. Ah, there's a plague of locusts on its way. It's like the cicadas.
Yeah.
See, there's a bunch over there. You'll never see them. A lot of insects. That's right there?
Yeah. He's scratching his ass on your head.
Hola. Oh, they sing so sweet.
Cutie. And the monkey.
Hey, buddy. Nomás?
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 Ah, he likes me better.
Yeah, I think so. Doesn't quite understand the machine, I think.
Oh, yeah!
No, we're just fixing up the barn. And then this Teletubby came down, and I said, "Oh my goodness!" And it gave me peanut brittle.
Penis brittle?
Penis brittle. I said, "Thank you, Teletubby. I need some penis brittle."
Oh Teletubby, show us the way of the penis.
Do you want to use the spree cam? Yep. Spree hose. Here, I'll
chuck
them into your mouth.
There's a surveillance camera in there.
You should do your little thing again.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Music maestro.
Here, you get a little one step.
Flashing intimidation tactic during the roundtable discussion.
That was awesome.
That was very measured and.
That was awesome. Firefly went in the middle of the radio
really
show.
Really funny. And he's like in the middle of like. And another thing that I'd like to say, because I've been speaking all night and I think I should speak some more, is that. And then she's just like. Ah! It's like so funny. I was like. Are they still arguing?
It's gotta be like archive. We gotta hear this.
Well, it's either advertising
or in there.
As opposed to now, it was like, I didn't plan on going there. Like, I got stuck, my car got stolen. So, like, it was like all beautiful about it. It was like I randomly figured, like, oh, Eric Drucker's gonna be at St. Mark's Church, and I show up, and it's like beautiful. And you know, he's singing anything from Negro spirituals to like playing the harmonica to having Stephen Smith and him like sing together on the with the guitar. But I don't know, it was like magical in like in a lot of ways. But
yeah, well, him and Stephen are old friends, but also like. Stefan's really talented.
Yeah.
Oh, he called Brooke. He wants to perform at my book release thing.
Stefan does?
Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna be in town. He's like awesome. Always on tour now. Yeah. It's such a pain.
He's such a high end now. He's doing all these protests and stuff, doing that Bell song or whatever.
I don't know where he's performing, you know. Yeah. I hope he's doing good.
Yeah.
He put out a record with Rounder.
Yeah.
He's fucking great, man. I think he's a great guy. You know what we should do? Like on Monday, we should go see Casey Neal at the living room.
I don't want you to leave.
Okay, best thing about your trip to South America in general then, because I don't know where you've
There's
been
like
8,000 great.
Yeah, people. 10 billion amazing things. The best thing probably has been being in Buenos Aires, just watching like the amount of diversity of actions that I've seen and like diversity of peoples like unequals anything that I've ever seen. Here comes Bradley. Hey, Brad. Hey, I made
hey,
it.
Hey, you can't take her.
Finally. Good to see you, man.
He's making me so psyched to go to Buenos Aires. You have no idea.
Oh, really? You're going, right? Buenos Aires?
Maybe Sunday. Like, oh. Why not right away, right?
Yeah.
Things are okay?
Yeah.
We just got a place to stay right in the center of town.
Oh, cool. Excellent. I just gave you another place to stay.
And
we, I think,
was it like, you know, maybe we should just go to the best place. You know?
Yeah. What did they tell you about this one? Like,
it's three blocks from Avenida Paulista, an activist house, all anarchists.
Is it PCA?
On Augusta.
Oh, yeah. It's
the same
one.
Classic.
Exchange,
that's awesome.
Right? I don't know if he's coming. I know he's coming, but we're like falling asleep here.
I'm like,
how long
have you
been here?
Mirar.
Ayuda,
claro. Ay, esto está muy lindo.
Un paraní también.
Sí.
Sí.
Lindo. Sí.
Es un buen salón.
Ah, Constitución.
Sí. Un amigo de un morga.
Ah, de una. Ajá.
Sí.
Están filmando ya la nena.
Sí. Es un espacio
Hola.
Ocupa
sí.
De un banco.
¿Qué es que hay aquí? Me han salido.
Ah, mira.
Estaba ya todo para allá. Y es que son rápidos. ¿Pero qué sonido haces?
El de la...
¿Cómo
oh,
suena?
Sí,
sí, así.
Ajá, así exacto, pero solo así, con el diafragma. ¿No?
Spinning fire.
Onward. Into the night.
Bradley and I are so stoned. And he's making us a sign.
Yay. And this is like a haiku poem that I'm writing.
Can you say it for us?
It's called 84 East. I'm writing it right here.
That's not a haiku. It has to be 575.
575, shit. I can't do this shit off the top of my head.
You can?
And as the fall approaches.
As the fall approaches,
we migrate back east to go south.
No. No.
Well, how many more? Tell me.
Okay, fine.
Just say more or no.
No, it's all wrong. All three lines are wrong. It's
lines? What's in these lines? You just count the total syllables.
No, it was wrong. It was six. You did 6-5-3. That's totally, you need more.
6-5-3. What's the total again? 5-7-5?
17.
17. So what did I do?
14, Bradley.
Help me.
Okay.
Okay.
Brad makes us a sign. 84 East. It reads. He thinks we look real hot.
We're the sexiest hitchhikers in America. Come on, no, it's fucking true. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking shit. Look, eat. What did I do? I told you. Jesus, get out of here.
Okay. Bradley, yeah. Why didn't you write E?
I don't know. Here we go.
You did it on purpose, Bradley.
Yeah.
You did.
I was told you I was writing a haiku. Come on.
You didn't tell me you were going to write 84 eats, Bradley. Yeah,
you know how it is.
Oh my god.
There we go. Look at that, it's perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, so you want to do hearts or something? Can you draw?
Yeah.
Do little hearts or something over here.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
What?
My friend had this really cool one. Oh, you know, Kevin from the Beehive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She had this one that was, we'll tell great stories, neither right, like, northeast.